Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Prayer at football games sparks controversy in Central Florida. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this situation. Matt, in Central Florida, there is an organization that threatened that the prayer offered by private individuals to willing people during football games, not over the intercom, but individually to players, is somehow unconstitutional. Again, this is the Radical Freedom from Religion Foundation saying that it's illegal religious activity in their view, and Liberty Counsel has gotten involved to push back against the Freedom from Religion Foundation.
Now, so let me get this a minute. They're saying it's illegal for this school to not affirmatively intervene, I guess up to and including the use of force if necessary, to intervene and stop people from praying for football students, civilians, we're not even necessarily talking about school employees or anything like that, that the school has somehow a constitutional duty to actually physically force these individuals not to pray with students, to deny them access to meet with students, some of them maybe their own children. This is absolutely absurd, and it shows you how crazy, there's no other word for it, this group, the Freedom from Religion Foundation, is, Matt. But the good news is that the community there has rallied behind the school and behind the students and the football players and against this radical anti-Christian organization.
Well, in fact, this radical organization tried to put a stop to having coaches or chaplains pray with the football players before the games. They sent a letter saying that this is illegal. So the school has ultimately reacted. Liberty Counsel is involved in this situation and is trying to help the schools not only defend against the Freedom from Religion Foundation, which they didn't file a suit, they just threatened an action, but also to educate about what can be done. Now, the Florida law actually authorizes school districts to allow students to deliver prayers and inspirational messages at student assemblies like football games and rallies. What is at issue here is adults meeting with football players, as an example, before the game. I remember when I played football in Florida, our coach led us in prayer, or we got around a huddle just before we went out, and we prayed for safety and prayed for the game that night. No one felt like they were second-class citizens. No one felt that this was appropriate. In fact, it's very appropriate. One of the parents of a cheerleader said, quote, "I am so done with this whole movement of pushing God out of our society and out of these kids' lives. They need that more than anything right now," said Lori Tolliver, the parent of one of the cheerleaders.
Listen to this stupid statement by the Freedom from Religion Foundation that they put out here. They said, quote, "The school cannot give preachers access to a captive audience of public school students for a religious purpose like prayer." Nonsense. There's no truth to that. There's no constitutional support for that. There's no case precedent to support that, controlling case precedent to support that. Take the converse of what they just said here. They're saying the school cannot give preachers access to a captive audience of public school students for a religious purpose like prayer. So what's the school to do? Well, the school would have to deny preachers access to a captive audience of public school students. So that goes back to what I was saying. The school would have to forcefully reject, say, you can't come in here. No preachers allowed. No Christians allowed. We have to bar the gates. This is absolutely fascism. I mean, I can't even believe that they would put out such a stupid statement.
Well, they are very anti-Christian in their origin. The members, however, of the high school football team in Apopka, Florida, said that praying will continue, but they will lead the prayers because it bonds them together as a team. So these players are not backing up. They're going to say, no matter whether it's going to be an adult leading the prayer, whether it's a volunteer chaplain leading the prayer, or whether it's us leading the prayer, we're going to continue prayer. Get out of our face, Freedom from Religion, because these high school boys are going to continue praying for one another.
Yeah, put that in your pipe and smoke it, Freedom From Religion Foundation. I mean, that is so encouraging to hear. And that's all you need to do to stand up to bullies like this. All you have to do is take a stand and say, we will not be bullied. We will not be silenced. We will not adhere to your radical redefinition of American history, your revisionism, your unconstitutional push for religious cleansing. And that's what we're talking about here. This is an attempt of religious cleansing across the United States by this anti-Christian organization, anti-Christian segregation. Here's what we're talking about. And groups like the ACLU, like People for the American Way, so-called, like the Freedom From Religion Foundation, all you have to do to stand up to these paper tigers is simply just go away, pest. Fan them away. They're like little flies buzzing around your head. Go away.
Well, this particular group and one like it, the Americans United for Separation of Church and State, filed a suit number of years ago in West Monroe, Louisiana. West Monroe, of course, that's the location where Duck Dynasty guys all live, the family, with the Duck Dynasty TV program. Well, in this particular town, the schools allowed the students' clubs to have an inspirational message and a prayer over the intercom. So they filed suit. We came in to defend the school board on that situation. I remember on a Sunday afternoon, Super Bowl Sunday, late in the afternoon, it was freezing cold. The pastors had organized a prayer meeting, and 10,000 people jammed the football stadium. This was just hours before the Super Bowl, yet they came out there, stood for several hours in freezing weather to pray. I recently was speaking to one of the pastors there, and this was a number of years ago. As a result of that meeting, the community came together and they prayed. The kids continued to develop Bible clubs. They met in prayers. The Bible clubs expanded and exploded. The pastors, for the first time, came together because they were united together over this issue, and they still meet, and they still meet on a monthly basis to pray. And this has been about 15 years ago when this occurred. So, you know, I think that even when Freedom From Religion pushes back like this,
yeah.
I think that these people in Central Florida and these students are going to find their own voice.
Yeah.
And, you know, as Satan intends for evil, God will turn things around for good.
Amen. And that has been the case historically from AD 1 and before when it comes to Christianity. Christianity thrives and explodes under persecution and oppression. So I'm starting to wonder now if this Freedom From Religion Foundation might actually be a covert Christian organization that is intending to spread
the revival.
Yeah, to spread revival and an explosion in the church nationwide, in public schools and in the military and throughout public forums. Keep it up, guys. Keep it up, Freedom From Religion Foundation. You are helping spread the gospel and the growth of Christianity.
Well, you oftentimes take your liberties and your freedom of religious worship and prayer for granted until it's threatened. And this is obviously one of those situations, and people are waking up and pushing back. You know, Liberty Council has a Patriot's Handbook called Patriot's Handbook of Religious Freedom in Public Schools. It's a pocket-sized handbook talking about the rights of teachers and parents, I should say, teachers and students in the public school. We sent this to every public school principal in the country about a year ago. Nearly 100,000 K-12 principal got this in America. You can obtain a copy of this Patriot's Handbook of Religious Freedom in Public Schools, and I encourage you to order multiple of them. Send them to your principals in your school district, your vice principals, your teachers, your school board members, so that they'll know what the rights are. If they don't know what the rights are or resources where they can go to get information, then you'll ultimately have people caving into groups like Freedom From Religion. So become active, be proactive, get this book and send it to all of the school administrators and important people in the school in your district. Again, you can order this at lc.org or call 800-671-1776 and ask for the Patriot's Handbook of Religious Freedom. We also have other Patriot handbooks in that series, the one on American Liberty with the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, Political Action for Pastors and Churches, Essential Reasons to Stand with Israel, the Right to Bear Arms. And regarding churches, Liberty Council has a DVD called Silence is Not an Option. We're sending it to tens of thousands of pastors across the country to get them to be encouraged to be God's voice for such a time as this. We're holding pastor meetings all over the nation. We're also holding Who Will Stand rallies across the country in churches. You can go to pastorsinchurches.org, our special website, pastorsinchurches.org, for more information, how you can participate and perhaps even have such a meeting in your community. Go to pastorsinchurches.org or lc.org for more information. Call us today. Go to lc.org to support this ministry.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.